I thank everyone for coming out to our presentation so late in the afternoon. And today we are going to be talking about predicting human papillomavirus vaccination series, completion rates, the case of New York State counties. And Lynn and I would both like to acknowledge our professor, Serdar Ataz, for his help on this project. Thank you. And we do not have any relationships to disclose. Genital HPV is the most common sexually transmitted disease in the United States. It is estimated that 79 million Americans are currently infected, most in their late teens and early 20s. There are 14 million new infections per year, with half occurring in women ages 15 to 24. The main concern with the HPV virus is the cervical cancer, but it's also known to cause oral, anal, vulvar, vaginal, and penile cancers in addition to genital warts. Currently in New York State, the HPV vaccine is not mandatory. It is only recommended for boys and girls aged 11 to 12 to initiate and complete the series. The key point on this age is that the HPV vaccine produces a higher immune response from adolescents aged 11 to 12 than in older teens. This graph demonstrates the significance with the number, the 79 million cases of the HPV in comparison to all of the other estimated new and existing sexually transmitted infections. And you can see the difference in the number between your syphilis, gonorrhea, and see the significance of the HPV. This next slide shows the HPV and associated cancers, looking at both the women and the men. And the significance is that for women, the cervical cancer is 55%, and for men, the HPV-associated cancer that's most significant is the oropharynx, and that's at 78%. There's a cost factor related to the HPV virus also, and there is a cost issue for both families and a society. In 2010, the annual burden for prevention, screening, and treatment of HPV-related diseases is estimated at $8 billion for the United States as a whole. HPV vaccination prevents 70% of cervical cancer, 90% genital warts, and 90% non-cervical HPV-associated cancers. This is costly to families who struggle to meet the increased costs of medical management, such as the copays and deductibles. Missed days from work due to increased numbers of provider visits, potential loss of fertility, and potential loss of life. It's costly to society because if the vaccine rates do not increase, the direct and indirect costs of disease management will remain high. And despite the availability of two FDA-approved vaccinations, HPV vaccine completion rates lag behind other routine adolescent vaccinations. Only one-third of all adolescents in the United States have received the full dose series. And a key point here is that since 2006, when the vaccine was first introduced, vaccine-type HPV prevalence has decreased by 56% among 14 to 19-year-old females. So we need to look at the contributing factors, and we'll first look at the individual level, first at affordability. The average cost of the vaccine is $285 to $390 for the complete three-shot vaccination series. If there's lack of insurance coverage, this is quite a burden. If there is insurance, the individual is also responsible to pay a copay for each visit. Availability, it's a three-dose series. So that requires three visits to the office. And if the visits of the adolescent are only acute visits and not preventative visits, that's a missed opportunity to vaccinate that adolescent. There's also an acceptability contributing factor. The HPV vaccine, we're vaccinating against an STD, and there is a stigma associated with that. There's lack of knowledge among both parents and providers, and there's also medical, moral, and religious opposition. The contributing factors at the system level, again, availability. There's no New York State school entry requirement, and there are time constraints during office visits. It takes time to talk to parents and the adolescent about the significance of this vaccine that can prevent further cancers. Affordability, socioeconomic status, whether or not there is insurance coverage, and provider service factors. And there's a wide spectrum of acceptability among racial and ethnic and rural versus urban populations. What this slide shows us is the HPV vaccination rates by New York State counties, and this is for ages 13 to 17 year females, and you can see there's a wide variation of vaccine uptake across the counties, and the contributing factors are complex that has led us to why we've wanted to do this study. And the purpose is to identify which socioeconomic, demographic, or provider service factors influence HPV vaccination rates in New York State counties. In addition, to provide appropriate policy recommendations to help increase HPV vaccination completion rates in New York State counties.
An examination of predictors was conducted to answer the following research questions. What is the relationship between demographic, socioeconomic factors, level of health services, and HPV vaccination completion rates among 13 to 17-year-old female adolescents in New York State counties? The study was an ex post facto analysis of a secondary data analysis, a data set, utilizing a descriptive correlational design. We obtained data at a county level for 57 New York state counties, excluding New York City, by using public domain websites that included New York State, the New York State Department of Health, the Census Bureau, the New York State Education Department, United States Department of Agriculture, and the USDA Economic Research Service. Variables from the data set were grouped theoretically into demographic predictors, which included level of rurality of the county, percent black population, percent Hispanic population, and percent white population. Socioeconomic predictors included percent poverty for all ages, rate of unemployment by thousands, percent Medicaid coverage, percent low-income children, chlamydia prevalence rates, medium income, and percent high school dropout rates. Health service predictors included nurse practitioners per 1,000 population and physicians per 1,000 population. Our hypotheses were those counties in New York that have higher rural rankings, higher minority population rates, lower percentages of Medicaid eligible population, higher percentages of population under the poverty line, lower levels of education, higher rates of unemployment, lower chlamydia rates, higher percentages of low-income children, lower medium incomes, and fewer MPs and physicians will have lower rates of HPV vaccination completion rates. This is just a summary of our bivariate correlational findings, and I just want to point out most of the relationships were in the expected direction, but there were a couple that were not in the expected direction, and the dashes represent the ones that were not in the expected direction. So those included percent Medicaid eligible population, percent high school dropout, and medium income. And this is a summary of our stepwise multiple regression findings, which resulted in a model that included 6 predictors, rural rankings, percent white population, percent Medicaid eligible population, percent chlamydia, medium income, and nurse practitioners per 1,000. And again, there were 2 that did not, the relationship was not in the expected direction, and that was percent Medicaid eligible population and medium income. And I just want to point out that this model, when we grouped our predictors, again, it was in the 3 groups. Theoretically, we grouped them with demographics, socioeconomic status, and service providers. And this model encompassed all of those, all 3 of those groups. So we felt that it was a comprehensive model. The findings and policy recommendations. So what does all this mean? Rurality. Those counties that are more rural have lower HPV vaccination completion rates. So our recommendation would be to increase availability, affordability, and acceptability of the HPV vaccine in rural counties of New York State. Chlamydia. Those counties that have higher chlamydia prevalence rates have higher HPV vaccination completion rates. Therefore, we recommend to offer HPV vaccination during routine STD testing and/or treatment. Medicaid populations, the higher the percent of Medicaid enrollees, the lower the HPV vaccination completion rates. We recommend focusing on preventative health strategies among the Medicaid enrollees. Ethnic variations, the higher the percent of non-white populations, the lower the HPV vaccination completion rates. We recommend focusing on increasing outreach efforts to promote health education among minorities and efforts to reduce perception of stigmatization and discrimination. Income, the higher the medium income, the lower the HPV vaccination completion rates. We recommend to increase availability of the HPV vaccination coverage by private insurance companies and reduce the misconception of non-susceptibility among wealthier populations. For health services, the higher the number of nurse practitioners, we found the higher the HPV vaccination completion rates. Therefore, provide funding for increased health workforce, particularly for nurse practitioners. Our conclusions, HPV vaccination completion is a complex and multifaceted phenomena. Our analysis revealed that availability, acceptability, and accessibility all have to be present to improve completion rates of HPV vaccination. And the study highlights the significance of the unique nursing perspective in the analysis of aggregate data for public health. Thank you. Any questions?